I worked with Sam, I knew him well. He was handy with a shovel, never ever known to shirk his work, seldom out of trouble. And when the gaffer called him names, they would nigh on come to blows. Yet old Tom still found a way to go back to Otago. He could laugh away the darkest day. He found everything quite funny. He would give away most of his pay, always out of money. He'd drag his woodbine and sup his ale, with no thought about tomorrow. And yet old Tom still found a way to go back to Otago. He once said to me he had been to sea some years ago when younger. New Zealand was the place for him, and when on shore he'd wander. All through the island, up and down, he would ramble, he would roam. He always said that he'd return someday to Otago. One letter I received from him, the only one he wrote me, saying the beer here is no great guns, but the climate sure does suit me. I've met a lass of Maori blood, she'll be good to me, I know. I guess I'll wed and I'll settle down somewhere in Otago. Well, the winter nights are setting in, and the wind blows cold and bitter, and grey and slate the skies above. Never known such cold weather. I often think of Sammy now, far from the sleet and snow. I guess he's lying in the sun somewhere in Otago. Yes, he's somewhere in Otago.